ZANU-PF is crumbling, it is disintegrating like a deck of cards. Fine, we are watching. It's not like there is any institutional way that we can penetrate ZANU-PF and cause it to fall even further. But there are other things that people can do behind closed doors. ZANU-PF has a following, so to speak. So where you can catch them, you know, hard is to target their supporters when they are still busy, you know, lampooning each other. We target their supporters. We try to seduce them and get them to follow us, because you point out to them that you are following a party that is crumbling, that has not achieved anything for you. Right now, they are busy on each other's throats. So the best way to come out of this quagmire as Zimbabwe is to rally behind the parties that have a clear program of the emancipation of Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF has run out of ideas. The only energy that they have now is to start a process of self-slaughter.
Let's get in.
The people want to be involved in that, then it is at their risk that they may choose to be part of such a process.
So, Mr. Moyo, you are hearing what Mr. Mkwananzi is saying. But at the end of the day, it appears as if there's nothing that is being done by opposition parties to actually rectify what is happening in Zimbabwe. You're just watching, right?
No, it's the problem with these political parties. They are mainly concerned about what is happening within their parties. And most of them, they are only concerned with the power struggle. So at the end of the day, you find that people are not doing much in what is happening within the political situation in Zimbabwe. So, as NCA, as a political party, NCA is going to be a very, very different political party from all these political parties that are within the country. You know, people will be saying that we are a very, very small party. But at the end of the day, what is important is that the issues that are on the ground, because this is what we NCA is concerned about.
Yes, Mr. Mkwananzi, you know, Mr. Moyo is talking about, you know, being proactive. And at the end of the day, it seems as if maybe there is absolutely nothing that these parties are doing, your party and others, are doing on the ground to rectify this kind of problem that Zimbabwe is facing.
Yeah, admittedly, it's limited. I mean, the party ZANU-PF is a different entity altogether. There is very little that one can do inside ZANU-PF to stabilize ZANU-PF or to cause a further wedge between them. The parties or the factions that are fighting in there. However, what I can say is that the fact that ZANU-PF can afford, that ZANU-PF has the luxury to start fighting amongst each other and the kind of chaos and pandemonium that everybody is witnessing, is reflective of the weakness of the opposition. That is one thing that has to be admitted. ZANU-PF, if it is faced with a formidable enemy that is threatening to sweep the ground under their feet, they are forced to close ranks and, reunite. The fact that they were able to win a supermajority in parliament in the past election through hook or crook is what has given them the courage to engage in the kind of quarrels and bickering that they have at the moment, which is happening at the expense of the nation. So I think I can agree to a certain extent that the weakness of the opposition, the disintegration that has happened in the opposition itself, has afforded ZANU-PF the luxury to engage in its own a chaos that is affecting Zimbabwe as a whole.
So, Mr. Moyo, what should you do as opposition parties to actually fight for the political stakes in Zimbabwe? Because at the end of the day, it seems as if you're not helping matters at all.
I think it all depends with the political parties in Zimbabwe. They've got a different attitude towards what is happening. So as opposition parties, I think most of these political parties are only concentrating in removing NPF when they don't have anything that is going to be, that is tangible, that they are going to offer to the people. So you find that most of the political parties, they are not concentrating on what is supposed to be given, what is going to be given to the people. They are only concentrating in removing ZANU-PF as a party. But they don't offer what are they going to give to the people once they are in power.
So what is the NCA going to offer if ever it's going to be in power? I think you can answer that, right?
People can say that NCA is not a very strong party. We are still a new party that is growing. And when something is starting, people will always criticize that you guys, is not, there's no way where you are going. You are just an entity within the country. But I can promise you that as a political party, it's going to be a very strong party that is going to offer what all these political parties are not offering.